My name is Tessa Young, and I'm the gardener here at Rough Point. So typically, with the dahlia tubers that we do have, 2 weeks after our first frost date, we dig them up out of the ground, and I let them dry for maybe about a week or so in our little greenhouse, and then I put them in lawn and leaf bags with wood shavings that we get from our crew in town who does all the work on the houses. They give us their wood shavings to use, and then we bring the dahlia tubers into, there's a special room in the basement that brings in cold air from outside so that they stay in a nice sort of regulated cold climate, and they stay dormant in there until the spring when I start to bring them out and repot them again. Every year we do order some new tubers just in case something goes wrong. A couple years ago, it was really, really, really cold. All of the tubers, for the most part, didn't come back the next year. They died because it was too cold. So I always order more tubers just in case. But it makes it fun because then every year we have a couple new varieties in the gardens and even more flowers out there.
And then is this something that you would recommend that if people have their own dahlias, is that something they should be doing, caring for their own plants?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you have your own dahlias at home and you don't want to have to buy completely new ones every year, you should be digging them up 2 weeks after the first frost date. In warmer climates, our zone doesn't work, but in other climates, you can leave them underground, or you can try to. We tried last year putting landscape fabric on top of some of the tubers to see if they would winter over in the ground, and most of them did, but last winter was a warmer winter for our climate, our zone, so I can't use that as something going into the future per se, just depending on how the winters are. So if you have your own dahlias, you could do either or, but if you're in a colder climate and you try to just leave them underground with some protection, you might be at risk of losing them for the following spring.
I know, especially with the pandemic and a lot more of staying cozier at home, is there anything that you would recommend for people who are more interested in trying to bring a little of the outside inside? Do you have any recommendations for people who are trying to grow their indoor gardens or maybe start introducing new houseplants into their homes and trying to cohabitate with them?
For trying to bring greenery into the house over the winter time, like houseplants and stuff like that, the best thing that you could do is look at what sort of windows you have in your home and really think about light requirements for particular plants. I really recommend going to local nurseries if you have them nearby instead of going to the big box store places just to help out your neighbor kind of thing. But it's great to bring plants inside. It helps improve your oxygen inside and everything like that. The one tip I will say for sure with houseplants is also trying to not overwater them. That's a very common thing. Typically with indoor plants, it's kind of best to let them, unless they're specific ones, to let them dry out first. Otherwise, you're going to start getting soil gnats and things like that. And you don't want that in your house. It's